Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. Before we get underway, just a quick reminder for you to subscribe not only to this channel and my backup channel, which is Living Swell with Peggy Hall, but you can also get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. That way we can stay in touch if this channel ever goes down. From time to time, I do like to air what I call a top hit. A top hit is a video that I aired previously that has content that I believe is so important, so compelling that I would like you to see it again and to share the video with others. So without further ado, please enjoy a top hit. This is a topic that is causing me a lot of concern and many of you as well. And there is a healthy American by the name of Robin Itzer, who has been very, very prolific in providing stories and commentary and news analysis, not only over the last few years, but prior to all of the hogwash being sloshed all over us. And I read her article today in The American Thinker, where she is talking about this invasion from sea to shining sea. And I want to summarize and read a few portions of this because I think it is so well expressed. Let me do this. I'm going to hop on over and we're going to look at this one image. So let me share my screen here and let me know what state you are in. Now in California, we've had, I'm just going to call them illegal aliens because that's the actual legal term for many, many years. And I'm going to also tell you what I think about these individuals being shipped to other states. I think that there's even something more devious, underhanded, and nefarious than what we are shown. So I'm going to leave a link for you for the American Thinker article, which just came out today. And here is one of the images. There are so many others that are coming up in social media. Here is another video that I started to watch that I want to continue to watch from California Insider. And the title says, Immigrant Surge Crushing San Diego. And 3,500 migrants, as the title says, were dropped off with no plan. So I think that's going to be a good one to dig into as well. And then let me know if you've seen this Twitter. It's going viral, this video, and I'm not going to play the sound because there is a lot of profanity and I might skim through it a little bit, but it says, watch this heated exchange as new illegal Democrat voters are given their own personal security teams at New York City migrant hotels. Let me know if you're in New York City, if you've seen this. And the backstory, actually, before we look at that, just a little bit of a backstory in case you haven't been following this. States like Florida and Texas, the border states, including California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and Florida are the ones that are the hardest hit with people coming into the country illegally. Imagine that. They want to become Americans and their very first action entering this country is a crime. They're a criminal from the moment they arrive. I also want to say that I have a great deal of compassion for those that have had the unfortunate fate to be born or live in countries where there are horrible things going on there. I do have a great deal of compassion. I spent a lot of my career teaching immigrants in English as a second language programs. And I've actually heard of people and what they went through to come to this country illegally. So although I do have a great deal of compassion for those that are suffering, I value the law and going through other mechanisms more. I don't know if this is coming out the right way, but I think you know what I'm talking about. There are so many people that I'm also assisting to get their legal immigration without getting a cooties cocktail. Yet all of these individuals are just flooding across the border. Are they being tested by the nasal swab assault? Maybe they are. I don't know. Are they getting the cooties cocktail injection? Maybe they are. I don't have any evidence of that. But we've seen that the states have been flooded with basically open borders. And what a lot of people have been applauding is that states like Florida, like Texas, are putting these people on transportation and shipping them to Washington, D.C., to Martha's Vineyard, to New York City. And people in these states that are border states, many of them are applauding, saying, yeah, that's great. Why should we have to put up with them? The governors themselves are saying we shouldn't have to shoulder this responsibility. But I want you to think about this a little more deeply. I'm going to answer, well, I'm going to give you my opinion on that in just a moment. And I'm going to summarize now this article that I started out telling you about in The American Thinker. Then I'll give you what I think is really going on. And then we'll finish off with that little Twitter video. So here we go. The story and the article is a very powerful one. And she titles it Illegal Alien Invasion from Sea to Shining Sea. What do Massachusetts and Tennessee have in common? These states each have a population of 7 million people. And then Arizona, a little bit larger, 7.3. Ohio, just a little bit smaller, 6.8. Think about those state populations every time you hear or read that since January of 2021, the resident-in-chief, the occupier of the White House, has allowed 7 million, probably more than 7 million of these aliens to enter the United States of America. It's a staggering number. I would think there's probably 5 million alone in California prior to 2021. This is my own commentary. Robin writes, this is a staggering number of people who have been allowed to illegally waltz into the United States with more invading every day. And this is just the official count. Let me know in a comment below what you think is really going on. Do you think this is because they want more voters? Or do you think it's because they might want more men of military age? Some people are concerned about that. My answer to that is, if these are men who are willing to fight, why didn't they fight in their own country? Why didn't they organize and push back against the oppression and the tyranny in their country? Oh, that's right, because they didn't have the bang bangs, which they're trying to take away from us here in the United States. I don't know that Let's Go Brandon is going to be training these men to become some sort of brown shirt henchmen or something. I don't have any evidence of that, but many people were very concerned about the age. I would say it's because, number one, they're fit enough to withstand whatever kind of journey they've had. Maybe they had a luxurious journey from their point of origin to their point of destination because the government is basically rolling out the red carpet. But it's also likely that these are people that don't have families. So they're of a certain age when they can just get up and go. So I think that plays into it as well. So Americans of all political factions, Robin writes in this article that I'm referencing in The American Thinker, are angry that 7 million plus illegals have strolled into our country since Joey took office. And who knows how many more will be here before the year is over. In fact, before I'm done even with this broadcast, they are eager to enjoy the Marxist Democrat hospitality. Remember, always keep your alert on when you hear people wanting to defend democracy and save democracy. No, we are a constitutional republic. They should be defending freedom and saving individual rights, not this amorphous democracy, which is another code word for socialism. So these people are eager to enjoy their free lodging, free medical, free food, free education, free iPhones, free. Isn't that funny? I just did a video yesterday about how everybody wants everything for free. Apparently, some socialists don't understand satire if you read some of the comments that were there. Amazing people coming to this country and then criticizing the economic system and saying that where they came from was superior. Why did you leave? That's my question. Oh yeah, yeah. Queen of Snark, not holding back. In some states, the welcome for these illegals includes driver's licenses, voting privileges, and work permits. Now, before you get all bent out of shape about me using the phrase illegal, is that a wrong definition? Aren't they committing a crime? Aren't they entering the country illegally? Now, there are those that will say their people can't be illegal. Well, their status can be illegal. So that's why I'm actually reading what Robin wrote. And that's why I believe she's using that as well. So the story goes on to say, I'll just summarize it here, that elected, I'll just call them the public serpents, those who don't serve our rights and freedoms, and they don't serve the people, they serve evil. They're supposed to represent the American people and our nation's sovereignty. However, many seem more concerned with very few doing a little more. They're all concerned about Ukraine, but they're really not concerned about our borders, are they? They're only giving lip service to the horrors taking place at America's open southern border, from human trafficking to drug infestation, and so much more. People are all up in arms about what's going on in Ukraine, and they're not caring about what's going on here. She writes that Texas Governor Greg Abbott is doing his best to stop the invasion at the Rio Grande that borders Mexico, right? The river. Please do not tell me, she writes, that the wall should have been completed. Okay, it's getting a little political with Trump and all that. It's not my point here. But she writes, the Marxist Democrat current administration appears to have little to no concern about the invasion at our southern border. Its time and money are spent indicting Trump on ridiculous charges and arresting patriots who peacefully walked into the government grounds. I have to be a little careful on this channel, friends, as to what will stay and what will be censored. But the point I agree with her on is that it seems that our current administration does not want to know anything about the more than 7 million plus illegals entering our country. People are asking these questions. And I think this is really important. And I would, if I were you and you wanted to take action, I would ask these very questions of your U.S. representatives, your assemblyman, your assemblywoman, I'm sorry, your congresswoman or your congressman. You could even ask in your own state what's going on in your assembly, your state senators, and then also those that are serving in the U.S. Congress. So you could ask them questions. This is what she suggests. Were they released from prisons and mental hospitals and instructed to come to the United States? Were they trained in sabotage, perhaps, ready to destroy, I don't know, our electric grid, our water supply, our food supply, rail lines, communication systems? Are they a part of a drug cartel? Are they participating in human trafficking? Are they waiting for instructions to start armed protest? And that is what a lot of people are concluding, is that we've seen this happen in other countries where the illegals come in and then they are the ones that are starting the protest because they don't have any allegiance to our country. So they don't care about upsetting the apple cart, to put it more than lightly. Another question she has, it would be good to know how much the U.S. federal government spends to send these illegals by plane, by train, by bus to cities throughout the United States. To many Americans, the only thing that Joey wants to do is to know, is where he can dump these illegals. His goal is to spread the alien invasion from sea to shining sea. I will leave you a link so that you can read the rest of this. But she does mention that Dallas mayor, who was Democrat, is switching to Republican. And the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, said, and I quote, "Let me tell you something, New Yorkers. Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to, but I don't see an ending to this. This issue of the illegal immigration is going to destroy New York City. This is where I want to go with you, friends." Maybe you are going to draw the same conclusion that I have, that this is done intentionally. Yes, there is some satisfaction sending, I suppose, from other governors sending these illegals to other states to say, let's see how you feel about it. Why don't you use your resources and money and personnel and whatever else they're going to do to shelter these people? Let's see how you're going to do it, because we have had it. I do understand. And I believe that that is sincere and authentic. However, what if, just what if, they all kind of were in on it, in a certain manner of speaking, in that instead of having all of these illegals concentrated in Florida and Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California, now, right, where we know, because I'm California, that's my, I see it all around me. We've seen how the culture, how the state has changed, how those who have come from countries where they've got authoritarianism in their blood. I saw this over the last few years. I was trying to educate some of the immigrants that were working at the farmers markets, that were the, you know, landscapers and others. I was trying to explain to them that what they were being told were lies, in that these were not laws that they had to follow, and that they could still live in liberty, and they didn't have to live in fear, and they didn't have to suffocate themselves or become human pincushions. They didn't want to hear it. They actually are more inclined to follow the government. Imagine that you lived your life for 15 years, 25 years, 35 years under an authoritarian regime, which frankly, most of them are. It never dawns on you to actually question the government. And even if you want to, there's a part of you holding back because you know that the penalty for that is going to be so great. And even if you came to this country for freedom, and I'm not going to give a stereotype here, because there are many, and I have lovely, healthy Americans that have fled the communist countries, and they came here for freedom, and they are going to be the victorious ones who actually help to save our constitutional republic, our freedom, because they know what they fled. But when I look at other countries that border the United States, you know, like Mexico, it's an authoritarian, totalitarian type of, I don't want to call it a dictatorship outrightly, but let's just say that it's really in their blood to follow this. I've seen it again and again. Freedom is in my blood, right? That you would plot me into one of those countries, it would never still occur to me to willingly accept this authoritarian rule, because that's just not in my nature. It's not in my upbringing. So California has already been saturated, and our system, our political system, our so much has been changed. And there have been some good things from that. I've talked about that before, about wonderful things about California. But think about having that now, have that influence in other places like New York, which I think probably does have a lot of immigrants anyway, but maybe they were more from Europe, or I can't speak to that because I don't live in New York and I've only spent a few, not a lot of time there. But think about these people being sent to countries all over the United States. So now that immigrant culture, I'm probably getting myself into a lot of trouble on this video again, but you know, I'm just speaking it as I see it. The immigrant culture, which in so many ways has enriched this country, but I'm talking about those that have come here legally and those who have embraced the American culture, have enriched it with the things that they've created and contributed. But for those that are coming illegally to take and to not contribute, that's where I draw the line. So imagine now that's not going to be isolated just in Florida and California and Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. Widespread, almost diluting even further. And I don't know if I'm getting frozen out here or not, friends. It looks like my stream is being a little bit frozen. Maybe that is actually at the root of what's going on. So even though the mayor of New York City is grumbling, maybe he's really in on it. And he knows that he is required to take these immigrants to further this breakdown of our society. Now, I told you that I would finish off with this little video, which is on Twitter, and I will have a link for you below. I'm only going to show a little bit of it because there is vulgar language. I'm not going to play the language out loud. It's not something that I care to see or hear, but I do want you to see the images. And the backstory is that somebody was filming outside of one of these migrant, as I'll call it, one of these holding centers. It looks like it was a hotel or maybe a private business. And you've just got to watch this for yourself to see. It's almost like the migrant mafia is how they were describing it. Like, who are you? That's what I'd be asking these people. Who are you? And what gives you the authority to be here? And why can't I see what's going on in a public place? All right, here we go. Share my screen. I do have a second video for you after this one. I've got some breaking news out of Maui, but let's take a look here. Again, no sound. It says, watch this heated, whoops, I meant to not have any sound. Let me turn that off. There will be subtitles here. Oh, let me see if I can get a little larger view for you. It doesn't really go larger. Okay. So these are the people that were the guards outside this location. And they're hassling the person. Yeah, again, there's some rough language. They're hassling the person who is taking the video. And more people are coming out. There are police right across the street. Yeah, it does get a little, as I say, a little bit of rough language. If you are interested in watching this, again, I can't even vouch for whether it's authentic. It does look like it is to me, but I have no way of validating whether or not this was set up or not to create more fear and anxiety and all of that, because I could see that they were really having a heated conversation.